Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I am Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
We are so happy to be joining you today. We're kind of on that every other week schedule just because, you know, there hasn't been a lot of new news. But luckily, there has been some new news. And we're going to run through that. Some places are starting to open. So you want to run through that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're going to start first with Disney. Of course, they're the ones that have the most news, I think, because they just have the most parks around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So more eyes are on them.
Absolutely.
So, I will start with some of the more, I guess, positive. I guess I have a mixture of stuff in between here. But Disney Springs here in Central Florida, Walt Disney World, is opening on Wednesday. How crazy is that?
That's insane.
I can't believe we're now seeing openings happen. So, yeah, Wednesday, May 20th. Only select third-party stores and restaurants. I don't have a list of what stores or restaurants are opening. I know some trickling here and there. They're saying, oh, we're not opening or we're opening. I know that the AMC Theaters is not going to be open and Splitsville won't be open, but all the other stuff, there's so many things at Disney Springs. So they said they'll look when it gets closer to the day that they're going to have a more concrete list of what is going to be opening.
Okay.
But third party. So the Disney store and like the candy shops are a no, going to be open. So those definitely no. But according to the Hollywood Reporter, they had an interview with the president of Unite Here, which is the union leader at Disney. He, I think, spilled some news, but we don't know if it's true or not, that World of Disney and the other Disney eateries and restaurants are set to reopen on May 27th. So that's only a week after the initial opening. So maybe they're talking about how they're trying to implement more like safety measurements into their restaurants and stores. So maybe that's delaying it. Not sure, but we don't even know if this is true or not. Because someone who is PR from Disney said they had no comment on it. So that either that's not confirming nor denying it.
Right.
So we'll just have to wait in here to see if Disney stores are actually going to be open.
All right. Good to know.
And then just to let you know, if you decide that you want to get in the car and go over to Disney Springs, you are required to wear a mask.
Okay.
So you have to wear a mask when you're walking around. I'm actually honestly debating going just because even just like walking around,
right?
Like Disney or somewhere doesn't feel like my home is nice. Not even to go in the stores, just to like walk around to see the outside of World of Disney. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows where Michaela's going to go next week.
And then but, also cast members are wearing masks too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, not just the guests. Imagine. Okay. No.
Okay.
And yeah, the 6 feet apart. So they're still asking for those restrictions to the CDC guidelines to still be followed. But yeah, so Disney Springs, can't believe it. It's opening. I mean, along with Shanghai, they opened on the 11th. But I almost got like, I was like happy and sad at the same time. Because I did see a video of, they did bring press around before the opening of Shanghai, and they showed all the tape on the ground, and everyone was wearing a mask, and I know this is our like current reality, but just to see Disney like that, I was like getting a little emotional, like, I can't believe this is like what is going on right now, but I mean, they're trying to keep the magic alive with still being safe.
Yeah. I know, everybody looks like a robber walking around now with these masks on. Like a Disney villain.
I was telling my family, I said, you know, back just a couple months ago at Disney or at stores, they're like, you cannot wear a mask inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like, now they're like, everyone wears a mask.
When they would do like the Mickey's Not So Scary, they have no masks.
Mm-hmm. Now they're like, please.
Yes.
You have to.
You must. Wow, it's crazy.
Right.
And then I see something, Walt Disney World canceling reservations through June 8th.
Yes. So, I mean, that is reservations for the hotels. It does not mean that Disney can't open June 1st.
Mm.
But right now, that's the hotels.
Okay.
That makes more sense. But that's still a little promising, though, because just till June 8th.
I know. What day is it now?
yeah. it's about March 13th? Less than a month away.
Yeah.
But what it's interesting to me is, so they had reservations from June 1st until the end of time.
Right.
But only June 1st and June 8th they canceled, which is kind of promising. So that makes me think that they're really trying to shoot for June.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It sounds promising. It sounds good.
It does sound promising.
All right, what's the update on Disney Cruise Line?
So this is a little more close to home for me anyway.
Yeah.
In a sense that Disney Cruise suspends all sailings through July 27th. And that makes sense because they did, I believe it was the CDC that they said that no sailings past July 24th. So
right.
This was kind of coming, that we saw this coming. And then guests, don't worry too much because you can get a full refund onto your credit card or whatever form of payment, or 125% credit to use within 15 months of your original sale date.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad. I think that's actually really, really good, especially if you wanted to wait all this out. You do have the opportunity then.
Right. No, that is,
push it.
That is something good, mm-hmm. for sure. And then Walt Disney World's president shared an inspirational message for the class of 2020, which I can't even imagine being a senior and not getting like to be a senior because all the fun stuff mm-hmm. happens in the spring. But you can watch it on Facebook, Walt Disney World cast and community. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah. Josh D'Amaro, he was the president over at Disneyland. Then he came over here and then all this went about.
Mm.
So I haven't seen the video, but I do like Josh. So
yeah.
I want to see it.
All right. And Olaf. I love me some Olaf.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you haven't yet already, we highly recommend you watching those Olaf from Home or Olaf at Home or something.
Yeah.
The videos series that they're doing. And it's still voiced by Josh Gad, which makes it even better.
Mm-hmm.
They have now made a song, which is from the original creators of the soundtrack for Frozen.
Yep.
And Frozen 2, Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. They made a song called I Am With You. And it is sung by Josh Gad. And it's like a montage of Disney animated movies.
Oh, cool.
And characters. So I haven't watched the full thing because I'm waiting for my fiance to be like, when we're both not super busy, to watch it together. But yeah, so I think that's really cute that they still were able to pull something together from home.
Amazing. It's amazing that they're still entertaining us, even the sing-alongs on television and mm-hmm. all of that. So it's pretty amazing that they're still able to entertain us even when everybody's like living in a different world, it seems.
Did you watch the second volume 2?
I did not watch the second, although I did see clips.
Okay, it is on Disney Plus.
Oh, good. Okay, then I know what I'm watching tonight. Were there any that stood out to you?
The Zero to Hero.
Okay.
They did that from Hercules. I really liked that. When John Legend performed with Christina Aguilera. Was it Christina? No, I don't think it was Christina Aguilera. I think it was... Well, John Legend performed with someone, now I can't think. And Miguel and Christina Aguilera did the song from Coco, Remember Me.
Oh.
Which I was like, oh, so cute. So, I mean, the whole thing was, I think it was better than the first one. Because, I mean,
okay.
The first one, obviously, it's a rough one because it's the first time everyone's doing
mm-hmm.
this type of thing for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the second one I think I liked a lot better.
Okay, I'll have to watch that on Disney Plus.
Oh, yes.
All right, so driving up I-4, Universal Orlando City Walk opens this afternoon, Thursday, May 14th at 4 p.m. and closes at 10 p.m. Oof. Select restaurants will be open, like Bubba Gump, Jimmy Buffett's, Voodoo Donuts, Hollywood Drive-In Golf, Mini Golf, and the Universal Store.
Right. So I don't know if there's more than that, but I know that those are confirmed.
And guests are subject to temperature checks, and everyone must wear a mask.
That's, the temperature checks is different from Disney Springs at the moment, unless Disney is going to announce it soon.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see how that goes. But I would hope that, like, people wouldn't be showing up if they didn't feel well with the temperature. Like, I feel like if you have a temperature of 100.4, you know it, and you don't want to leave your house. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping those with high temperatures do not attempt to go to the parks. Yeah.
Yeah. Free self-parking. There will be no valet. So just know that if you're going to go check that out. No nightclubs open, no movie theater, no Blue Man Group. The restaurants will have limited menus. And according to Universal, the parks will remain closed through May 31st. And they also have more information on their website as well on, right, you know, the parks and the resorts and City Walk and all of that. But they will be monitoring, you know, how the openings go and then, you know, assessing and then maybe opening some other things as well. So City Walk starts today. So we'll see how that goes. I'll be interested to see the reports on it.
It's going to be very interesting, especially with limited capacity that both City Walk and Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how they
I'm curious to do see it. How quickly they will get busy, because I know like the beaches people were anxious to get to, but they were at least the ones here in this Tampa Bay area, they were very well managed by people. They were like even using seaweed to like make feet around them. So people were really good. There were some other places in Florida that opened beaches and they closed them within a day because people were not observing the 6-foot rule. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly people flood these, you know, City Walk and Disney Springs. And, you know, how quickly they come to capacity. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I have no, and even just thinking about it, if I had to make a guess, I have no idea.
Yeah, because like, I'm like you, it would be nice to walk around Disney Springs, but I'm good for now.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
SeaWorld Orlando. Oh, a manatee was rescued from Siesta Key and gave birth at SeaWorld this past Tuesday. We have a baby manatee.
Yeah, we have a little calf.
A calf? Oh my gosh, manatees are so cute anyway.
Right.
But, well, that's some good news.
Right, it's like right off of our shore here.
Yeah. And speaking of sea life, the Florida Aquarium in Tampa, opening Friday, May 15th. Tickets are on sale today. As of this recording, May 14th, and online reservations are required for all guests, whether you are a member or a first-time visitor. So that's how they're going to keep the capacity down. Right. So you can't just show up to the aquarium and buy tickets. You've got to make the online reservation first.
I wonder about that. Now I'm thinking that garage must be open in extra channel side then.
It must be.
Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't walked down there in a couple days. So I don't know that it was necessarily closed. Oh, okay. But there weren't people parking there, you know, so. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure if the aquarium's opening Friday, they'll have somewhere for people right? to park. Yeah, because that would be bad. All right, so that's pretty much it on the theme park information. But we've kind of added this instead of our theme park tip of the week. We've added, what are we watching? So what have you been watching, Michaela?
So I have been watching that gallery show. It's like a docuseries about the Mandalorian, about making the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I've fallen in love with it. And it got me emotional, actually, this past episode releasing this past Friday, so last week. That episode, I just fell in love with the co-creator of The Mandalorian. His name is Dave Filoni.
Mm-hmm.
He also made The Clone Wars, show on, it's now on Disney Plus. It finished the season, but he is just almost like a carbon copy of George Lucas and George Lucas's vision for Star Wars. And I just felt it. I felt his love for Star Wars, which is really cool. And another show that actually shows a lot of behind the scenes stuff, but much later, is Prop Culture. Have you watched it?
I haven't, but I've scrolled past it and I was curious if you had watched it.
Yes, I haven't watched all the episodes. I've skipped around here and there, but man, it's really good. I thought it was going to be boring. Mm-hmm. The show just a bunch of collectors that have things from the movies, but not at all. It is about collecting artifacts of movies, but a lot of it is stuff that is in the Disney archives.
Oh, that's cool.
Or people that donated it to Disney. And this guy that hosts it, he's a big fan of collecting props.
Uh-huh.
And he takes the artifacts or he visits them with the people who are from the movie. Or that worked on the movie.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so these people, like the Mary Poppins episode,
mm-hmm.
I think was the first episode of the season, of this first season. And they go visit the carousel that Walt Disney sat on that when he thought of the idea for Disneyland. They went to that carousel and the girl who played Jane Banks, the little girl.
Yeah.
She was there and they brought her stuff from the movie. I won't spoil what they brought her, but they brought her the stuff and they saw one of the Sherman brothers. That's alive. So I thought it was wonderful. And I also saw the Muppets episode because I'm a huge Muppets fan. And
there's a Muppets season episode? Finale,
I was like, I have to skip to the Muppets.
Oh my gosh, I gotta watch that today. I'm a huge Muppets fan.
Yeah, it's the Muppet movie too. It's not the Muppets that was made with Jason Segel.
Okay.
So it's very original. And the son of Jim Henson is in it in the beginning.
Oh, very cool.
And I thought that was wonderful to show all that. And then they also did one of Dominic's favorite movies from his childhood, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Which I think is very interesting because it's like one of the first of its kind
yeah.
to have both, other than like Mary Poppins, having animated and live action.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole movie.
That's so cool.
So it's very cool. I went on a rant about all this stuff, but I thought it was really cool to see the behind the scenes of both The Mandalorian and all the movies and prop culture.
Oh my gosh. I've got to watch that for sure.
Absolutely. It's really cool. And it brings you out from being inside.
What have I been watching? Okay. So I've never seen a James Bond movie.
Oh.
And so my friend encouraged me. He's like, start with the most recent, now I'm blanking on the guy who's been the most recent.
Daniel Craig,
yes. Okay. I was thinking Daniel Radcliffe, which I know that's okay. not right. But Daniel Craig. And he's like, start with those are pretty good. So I watched Casino Royale and I'm hooked. Like, I am ready to see the next one, but I'm only allowing myself to watch one James Bond movie a weekend because I don't want to like binge it and then have nothing to watch. So that was great. So I'm really excited to see the next couple. And then What did I watch? I finished Dead to Me season 2 on Netflix.
Is that good? I just seen it on Netflix pop up, but I'm like, oh, should I watch it? I don't know.
I love Christina Applegate and James Marsden, and they are so good in this show. It's really kind of a different concept. And I don't want to give too much away, but you kind of have to suspend reality because you're like, this stuff would never happen. But it's very funny. Like, I've caught myself laughing out loud a couple times. And season 2, I finished in like not even a day. Cause they're like, season 2, so much better.
Season 2? Okay. Yeah.
But like, I liked season 1, but season 2 was really good.
And the fact that it's getting better is good.
Yeah. And they are really short. They're like 28 to 30 minutes long. So you can really speed through them real fast. So that's a great one. And then I started watching Mad Men. I've never watched it before. And as I started watching it on Monday, it's like leaving Netflix June 10th. And I'm like, oh gosh, I have 7 seasons to get through by June 10th. So, but I'm not hooked on
it. Is it going on HBO?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I'm not sure.
There's so many streaming services. And the fact that there's going to be so many more is just wild.
I know. But like, I'm 5 or 6 episodes through season 1 and I'm not hooked yet.
Okay.
But I'm gonna give it to the end of season 1, and if it hooks me, I'll keep going. So I want to try to finish season 1 by the end of the week, just so it'll give me time if I do decide that I want to continue. But like, I'm not exactly hooked yet. It's kind of slow, and I get it. They're probably setting up for a whole bunch of stuff, but I love Jon Hamm, and I could look at him on television for hours, but it's still a little slow for me. So I'm trying to stick with it. So we'll see how far I go.
I honestly, you might actually do fall in love. I mean, I've never seen it, but the fact that it ran so long.
Yeah. 7 seasons, and there are like 12 to 13 episodes every season. So, and I know like it was one of the best shows on TV. It won all these awards. Like, people were talking about it when it was on, but I haven't gotten hooked yet, but we'll see what happens. So
I'd like to hear what you have to say about it too, because I would love to watch it. But obviously, if I'm gonna get, like you said as well, if I'm gonna get hooked on it, I need to finish it.
Yeah.
And if it's getting off Netflix.
And I also think it's
that would be weird.
I also think it's on Amazon Prime. I feel like it's there too. So I don't know if it's going away from there as well on June 10th, but I need to look into that. Hopefully it'll give me a little more time, but we'll see.
Interesting.
So, all right. Well, that's all. Anything else you want to add before we go, Michaela?
No, but I'm slowly getting ready to go back to the real world.
Yeah, I think everybody's itching to get back to the real world. Obviously, it'll look a little different. Yeah. And a lot of personal responsibility will fall on us as we venture out places. All right, Michaela, thank you so much for jumping on with me today and doing this. I miss you a lot. And I can't wait until we can, kind of be within 6 feet of each other.
Can't wait.
Sooner than later. Thank you so much for joining us on Theme Parks and Rec, and we'll catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.